Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
On a previous episode, I spoke with Adam from Merry Britsmas, and he brought up a fascinating point about British Christmas songs being rather depressing and dark and glum. And it got me thinking, just how true is that? Well, let's start by my favourite song, Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, about an Irish man who spends Christmas Eve in the drunk tank dreaming of his lover, who throughout the song they curse and fight each other, or Lonely This Christmas by Mudd, seemingly about a man who is missing his partner around Christmas and describing it as being lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It will be lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold. And even the famous Last Christmas by Wham, despite its upbeat and beautiful melody, is a depressing song about a man who gives his heart away to a woman he loves, and the very next day she gives it away. But why are UK Christmas songs so depressing? I mean, have you seen the UK? We're not exactly famed for having long hot summers or nice and snowy winters. It's usually just all rain, rain and more rain. Well, maybe these songs resonate with us, calls to us and we can relate to it. Other songs in the list include In the Bleak Midwinter, Stop the Cavalry and Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon. All of these songs are household favourites in the UK, yet most of them are not happy, jolly and fun-filled songs like our American cousins listen to. But that also got me thinking, I mean, surely there are some depressing US songs. And although there seems to be a few that I can recall personally, Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley is certainly one. Again, about a man who is missing his lover at Christmas, relating the colours to how he's feeling. I'll Be Home for Christmas, written by Kim Gannon, originally recorded by Bing Crosby in 1943 during World War II. The song conveys the longing and nostalgia of being separated from loved ones during the holiday. And, well, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, originally recorded by Judy Garland in 1944. While it can be sentimental, some versions emphasise a bittersweet or melancholic feeling. The perception of UK Christmas songs as down and depressing may be influenced by cultural preferences, historical context, and individual interpretations. Some songs reflect themes of nostalgia, reflection, or the impact of winter, which can contribute to a more subdued atmosphere. And, you know, of course, there are very much upbeat Christmas songs that we can, you know, name off the top of our head, but again, I'm just going to name a few off that I can think of. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas Time? The Darkness's version of Christmas Time, Don't Let the Snow End. Don't Let the Bells End, should I say, sorry. But then on the other side, you've got Slade, Merry Christmas Everybody, Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, and Merry Christmas Everyone by Shakin' Stevens. And like I said, you'll get the contrast of both happy and depressing Christmas songs. When you look at our country and you look at our winters, it's just rain, rain, rain. You can see why so many people like to sing depressing songs. And like I said in a previous episode, the run-up to Christmas now is going to be very short and sweet episodes, just to get you ticking over until the big day. So, as always, this is going to be the end of this episode. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. As always, you can follow me on X, the app formerly known as Twitter, at Christmas Talks, KRISTMAS Talks, and on the Christmas Podcast Network, the best in Christmas podcasts around the world, and me, yours truly, Chris Kringle. And until next time, guys, I'm going to leave it there. Take care. Bye-bye.